Hello, everybody. I'm going to start the show.
Yay!
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
thanks for coming.
Yeah. Time. Thanks for setting this up, Josh, also, working on that. And I'm excited to play, so I'm going to do that. This project is called Ripe Mangoes, and I have some shirts and CDs and a tape left back there. That polka dotted one, that's green. That's the only one with that image on it. And then I have smalls and mediums and larges of the other, I think maybe extra larges of, of the white ones. I'm not sure though, but
yeah,
I can like look around. No, I'm sorry. That's something I didn't think about really.
Whole new market to
tap into. Or just like those sleeves that sometimes you have to wear if you work certain jobs to cover tattoos.
Yeah.
And you can just have like your band name printed on that. So you just kind of put that on and then put your shirt on.
Yeah.
Thanks. Here's a song.
Sometimes when you're told what to do and what to do and what to do, or told none at all, the space one's left with retelling is a little ways from one ear to the other, and just as full of bullshit. So I say, never stop squinting in the direction of power. Never stop squinting in the direction of power. They're steeped in firm, wicked life. It's our duty now, it's our duty now to strike those fuckers down. Never stop squinting in the direction of power. Never stop squinting in the direction of power.
Arcata, there was sun. I just remember when we like first got in the sun, we were like, sun. But then now we're here, and it's real. It's like real sun. So.
Where are you from?
Spokane, Washington. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Here's another one.
Packed up and left. Yeah, I did. Through the heat. No icy snow, that summer sun. Not that winter cold. 12 wheels pulling past. Taking love. Textures laying on everything.
trying to do it again. He's trying to make a little book about a town they made up called Yellowtown or Fentanyl County. It's like a weird apostrophe somewhere with like two N's. I don't know where what I was thinking. Oh, there it is. Fentanyl. Something like that. Anyway.
Is it French?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Yes. It sounds right. So I'll say yeah. And it maybe it will be now. Okay. I'll just read this one short. Oh, I tested them earlier.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I need to, I want to know right then. So.
I'm here for months and I get it wrong.
I don't know what it is. It worked. Just above noon at the back of an unnamed building, the ember glows, paper burned down along with the contents in the belly of a thing. A long exhale, outward and upward, and out came the smoke. All form, twisting and dissipating, slowly separating from itself, growing thinner yet some bits held true to form, recollecting with ease. Moving through trees, those leaves graying, only for a moment, its movements sliding on and over windows, fogging the view of a small blonde poodle mix. Muffled barking could be heard in the downstairs apartment. Now passing below the rim of gutter lines, catching the drift into an open window two stories up. A woman clad in a salmon apron, wire-rimmed glasses and a pinkish mole just above the upper lip, a soft lean on the nose. Breathing in, then out, allowed for some mixing, old and new smoke wrapping up and taking flight in a warm day's loop-de-loo. Turning from gray to blue and back again, holding other shades only for a moment. As it went from sky to building to sky, dampening textures and throwing on waves of its own, climbing, making its way to a chimney, it gave in and was gently pulled into the fierceness of the burning down below. Oh, how glorious, it thought, to visit this place, if only for a moment, to be led about on a wind, to feel and sway, and look on at a world with no eyes, yet have the ability to touch it all so freely. And with that, it was shot into the black, spinning and spinning out into a space, speckled with mystery, and where smoke goes on forever. Okay, thank you. Okay, here's another one.
Travel the cracks along whatever path. Hold, holding my broken back. Downward deck. Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna do. Subtracted from the lives of anyone except Mrs. Tillminer. Her shop was in the yellow part of town, and her shop windows, in which all her beloved product neatly faced accordingly, shape, size, what have another, was facing outward and not to a street, but a quite nicely textured wall. This left those precious objects about 2 1/4 inches of breathing room and whatever squeezed light slipped in, till at last it neared the side of another building of a softer yellow. These windows truly served little purpose, but the slightly lighter shade of yellow gave a somewhat nice backdrop, which was commented on by some in fact. Little Davy Feinstein's mother once said in a moment of dig about for words during a small pointless conversation, which she quickly but not too settled on, undefinable yet firm depth. The bikes leaned and locked, pointed in directions set by some others. The streets still smelled of oil and sweet tangerine hot brown butter cakes. From mid-morning Shoptown Market. A cloud just above a mountain, some called Lu Le La Chi Chi Mountain, somewhat resembled a dove, busting free from a great cage. I never read this one. Sorry. Bear with me. The rays of the second sun fading being the bars, of course. Yet no one noticed it, for no one looked to Lu La Le La Chi Chi since the town's prized grapes stopped growing. Some would well venture to check from time to time, but most eyes were facing the south side of things. The town in which I speak of, that is full, spilling over with many colors, greats, lessers, rants, ranters, cheeps, and many, many a hawk, is called Ferenden, but more commonly swiftly spoke and understood as Yellow Town. This town used to have a knack and reputable know-how and capitalist show-offedness when making wine, jams, jellies, preserves, cheeses, flavored, of course, beers, also flavored, juices, and shampoos. But all went dry one day, and so did the well of rapport. On this day, it seemed as if all the bandages began to unstick. All hospitals were at a loss. Oh well, one doctor said, scratching his left wrist and then swiveled left to follow, then no, no, yes. Then turning right, reaching for a honey stick he had forgotten and squeezing it down. Cinnamon. He squinted and carried on leaning forward, then back. The walls in the last yellow house on Sneetus Street were not yellow at all. In fact, they weren't even a soft derivative. Not trying to hide much now, are we? A cat may say in passing, tail high and potent. The walls, like the second sun, would stand and stare, hold the color in which it was given for as long as it was able, and eventually peel. But this is the great town of Ferenden, and no one noticed that either. All days and eyes did the drift, and so on. Thank you. This will take 1 second to clear.
Yeah, get some beds.
Yeah.
Sounds like, or smells like there's some bread out of them.
Yeah.
I made a lot of